Soon, Tonino and Mamito heard a gay sound of music, and a minute later, they were on the Grand Place of Vents, which is about 5 times as big as the Grand Place at Tonino's home in Nuvillo. The Grand Place was crowded with people, for the big fair was in full swing. There were 2 merry-go-rounds, one with horses and one with automobiles, and both of them played music as the horses and the automobiles whirled round and round. Then there were ever so many amusement booths, each with a crowd standing before it. You won't be surprised to hear that Tonino forgot all about his pottery for a moment and wanted to climb down from the cart then and there and ride on the merry-go-rounds and visit every booth. But his Mamito told him that it would be much better to sell his pottery first. Then he would have some money to spend at the fair. Mamito had just caught sight of an inn with a picture of a golden pigeon over the door called the Golden Pigeon Inn. The innkeeper was just as friendly as could be. His inn was full, he said, as a lot of strangers had come to Vents for the fair. But he had a tiny room over the stable with a big double bed. The bed was so big that there was room for hardly any other furniture. But it looked comfortable and clean, and Tonino thought it very nice to be so close to Tintorle in the stable below. The innkeeper admired Tintorle immensely. He said, "You have a very fine donkey. He looks as if he could run fast. Why don't you ride him in the donkey race this afternoon?"